What's up, everybody? Thank you for joining me on the Bible Walk podcast. My name is Laz Cruz. I am your host. In this episode, I am talking about there being more to the Christian faith. Christianity isn't just about saying a prayer and going about your life the same way you were before you said the prayer. Jesus is looking for a relationship. He wants you to talk to him every day. He wants you to read the Bible. He wants you to know who he is. He already knows us, but we are invited to know him. We have an opportunity to do life here on earth with our Creator, with Holy Spirit, to talk to him, to pray to him, to get help from him, to get comfort from him. That's amazing. That is an amazing setup, but you have to know that it is available for you. Christianity isn't just about a label. It's not just about going to church. It's not about being part of a club. There is more. It's about a relationship. God wants a personal relationship with everyone. As Christians, we should be living in a way that's different, that is uncommon, that is set apart. And as we live a biblical life, as we get to know Jesus more and more, we begin to look more like him. We begin to act more like him. And that causes other people to ask questions. And from those questions, we as Christians get the opportunity to share the gospel to that individual. But the life has to be lived. The different life has to be lived. There has to be something different for us to be approached and to be asked those questions. There has to be a change, and hopefully it leads to the expansion of the kingdom of God. When I was younger, I declared to be a Christian because my understanding at the time was, I believe in Jesus as my Lord and Savior. That's it. Period. No more to the story. I thought that that's what it is. And I just live my life from that standpoint. I had no relationship with him. I didn't pray. I didn't read the Bible. Like, I knew a few scriptures here and there, but there was no relationship. I had no repentance in my life. I wasn't turning away from sin. I had some of the Christian lingo down. I could have a conversation, talk about surface level scriptures, etc. And I was excited because I thought, I was genuinely convinced that the way I was living didn't really matter because I believed in Jesus and he's going to let me into heaven. I did not have a full understanding of what it meant to be a Christ follower. All I knew is how to be a Christian declarer. I knew that, hey, yeah, I'm a Christian because of this. I believe in Jesus. That makes me a Christian. There is more to Christianity. There is repentance that needs to take place. The word needs to be read. Prayer needs to happen. It's not works. It's not religion. It's relationship. If I accept Christ into my heart, I am inviting him to change me to be more like him. We are engaged to Jesus. When we accept Christ into our heart, we said yes to the proposal. Jesus says, I want you to spend eternity with me when you leave this earth. Do you accept? I want to be together. I want to have this marriage, this reunion. Do you accept? I think one of the big problems we have in America is that Christianity, being a Christian, no longer carries weight. We're just using it like it's just something you just say. But there's no weight to it. There's no depth. A lot of people don't understand the level of commitment that they're talking about, that they're just throwing out. Just picture that when you say you're Christian, yeah, I'm engaged. I'm engaged to Christ. Oh, really? And what does that look like? What does being engaged to Christ look like? What in your life proves that you have a personal relationship with Jesus? What in your life shows that? Does your life look any different than somebody who claims not to be a Christian? That is very important. So when we accept Christ into our heart authentically, not just as an idea or, hey, not where I stopped. Oh yeah, that's cool. That sounds good. I was living with no relationship to Jesus, but I was convinced that I was a Christian because I believed in Jesus and that he was the Son of God. And I, maybe some of you are like, well, yeah, that's where it stops. No, it doesn't. That's the beginning. Because if we have the full understanding of what it means to accept Christ into our hearts, then that would naturally cause change in our lives. When the Holy Spirit activates inside of us, he starts to bring repentance into play. We start loving the things that God loves and hating the things that God hates. How does that happen? When you accept Christ into your heart and he starts to give you a hunger for his presence, he gives you a hunger to pray, he gives you a hunger to read the word, he gives you a hunger to go after him. Let me read some verses that emphasize what I'm trying to get across in this episode. 1 John 2:6. Whoever says he abides in him ought to walk in the same way in which he walked. 1 Corinthians 11:1, be imitators of me as I am of Christ. 1 Peter 2:21, for to this you have been called, because Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example so that you might follow in his steps. John 14:15, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. 1 John 2:29, if you know that he is righteous, you may be sure that everyone who practices righteousness has been born of him. 1 John 4:15, whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God abides in him and he in God. All right, everyone, that does it for this episode. I will see you in the next one.